Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Yemen. Don't you know there's a war on? Off the radar and away from the headlines, Yemen is falling apart. Up to 80,000 people have fled the southern city of Lodha, which has been surrounded by the army. Houses thought to be sheltering Al-Qaeda fighters are being shelled. The fighting in Abyan province is just the latest round of violence which has plagued Yemen all year. The country briefly hit the headlines in late December last year after the Nigerian underpants bomber, Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalab, was reported to have been trained there. You might remember Umar. He tried to bring down a US airliner over Detroit by concealing 50 grams of PETN in his underpants, which subsequently exploded. This did not lead to the jet crashing, but did lead to 1,000 poor-taste pants bombers' jokes, a la, if he'd succeeded when he'd got to heaven, there would have been 72 disappointed virgins. Anyway, hordes of journalists, myself among them, flew into Yemen, and there was a flurry of reports documenting the civil war in the north, the secessionist movement in the south, the water shortage, unemployment, and the growth of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP. And then? Well, very little. And yet, hardly a day goes by without the Yemeni police or army being involved in a shooting or bombing incident. The Lodha incident was sparked on August 19th, when suspected AQAP militants killed two policemen patrolling a market in the city. On August 20th, the militants fired a rocket-propelled grenade into an army-armoured personnel carrier, killing eight soldiers. The Defence Minister, General Mohammed Nasser, then ordered troops to surround Lodha, and he came down to the city from the capital, Sana'a, to oversee the operation. On the 22nd, a deadline for Al-Qaeda to surrender ran out and the shelling began. Civilians had been warned in advance and tens of thousands are thought to have fled. According to the Yemeni Observer newspaper, up to 200 Al-Qaeda and 200 affiliate fighters are in the city, but these numbers can't be confirmed. Foreign fighters from Pakistan and Saudi Arabia are thought to be among them, and it's possible that some of these fighters are members of the Southern Secessionist Movement. Since this round of fighting began, it's thought at least 33 people have been killed, including 11 soldiers and 14 Al-Qaeda. The government says Adel Salah Hadaba, the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula number 2 from that city, is among the dead. But the government has sent in the army with such force indicates how seriously they're taking the Al-Qaeda threat. Until now, the fighting has been on a much smaller scale. Sana'a is taking a risk. The Southern Independence Movement is growing in strength, and if the army gets the Lodha operation wrong and causes widespread death and destruction in the city, this will only add to local anger against the capital, which is based in the north of the country. That, in turn, will bolster the ranks of Al-Qaeda and the Southern rebels. Yemen is a country collapsing in slow motion. If it does fall apart, the knock-on effect will be felt over a much wider area, stretching into the Gulf of Aden and up into the Suez Canal. And that will affect all of us. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.